Lady Erech Hashem, it's on the Aleph Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Abba Ninth. The 18th Erech Hashem, we're on page Mem Vov, in the classic printing of Erech Hashem with Rav Chaim Friedlander, page Mem Vov. We're in the middle of paragraph Zion in Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet, and now we're in the middle of Zion, Paris Zion, in section. I'm showing Der Hashem in the middle of Paris Zion, section Paradalas, in the middle of Paris Zion. Well, in the ever following text or not, was starting with the word Chayin. Masha'od the Mishtamish and Olam the Tzarcho. So he's getting into the reality of life, and he said in paragraph Vav, he gave a summation of life is to through Bechira, to be Mizabeh Hashem, with Hashem, to be thinking of Hashem, to be aware of Hashem, and do that through mitzvahs. He'd like to a gym. Each mitzvah is another machine in the gym. There's 613 mitzvahs there. 613 machines in the gym. Each one is specific for a certain muscle, for the certain cardiovascular system, the thigh muscles, the upper muscles, the lower muscles. Everything is for a specific muscle. Each of 613 is about the avra of Ahavas Hashem. Hashem makes a pathful, and the ultimate mitzvah, the ultimate, the most powerful of all is Talmud Torah. He says in paragraph Zion, he starts with saying, you know, we'll start with the text of paragraph Zion. We'll learn over the text, hopefully, very quickly. We learned it last time. Achanoga hazos, involvement in Olam Hazeh, and we have Tochniot, which are the mitzvahs lot, which are the mitzvahs los Hazeh. So this mahalach, this lifestyle, there's two tracks in the system. One are the mitzvahs and the averus. One is the mitzvah track. Hasheni b'meshayasim et neshehu muchrach bovetzorech to do mitzvahs, and you have to take care of your needs, and that involves you in all hazeh. It involves money. It involves many things that are very gashmiyastika things, but we have to do them in order to live, in order to survive, in order that the human race should survive. We have to sleep, eat, have families. Those are the two tracks. The purpose is very clear. To do Hashem's mitzvah and to what Hashem commanded us, to do His will. And we said, every mitzvah involves two angles. One angle is the obedience angle, and one angle is the machine and the gym angle. Every mitzvah wipes away some mud from our neshama, which was plunged into the mud when it came down into this physical world. And so every mitzvah has a double layer purpose. One is that you're listening to Hashem and you're meriting a point, a pixel of light because of the obedience, but then you have to realize that every mitzvah is geared towards a certain goal of energizing the neshama to shine through. The Hashenis so you're doing Hashem's will, he achieves some degree of shleimus. The mitzvah begets in its weight, of course it's specific, of like you exercise that muscle. So it begets in its wake that particular amount of shleimus in your soul, in your spiritual being. And that also is the will of Hashem. We talked about that also. It's not self-centeredness. Olam Haba is not self-centeredness. Becoming a shalem is not self-centeredness. As long as you view it as the ultimate Ratzon Hashem, because it's Hashem's will that we struggle in this world and we overcome it and we look at Eden and so on. This whole system is Hashem's will. That's Hashem's will. So it answers any question someone might have about the self-centeredness of reaching Shleimus, about the Almanas Kabbal Pras of Olam Haba. So there's two angles. There's the angle of the will of Hashem blindly. There's the angle of the shleimus that a person achieves through the mitzvah. But that is what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants us to do that and be zochet olam haba. So it's fulfilling the will of Hashem. Okay. So that's mitzvah. The mitzvahs are easy. We talk about mitzvahs aseis really. So we're talking about the tochniot. Mitzvahs are to shine your neshama, and again, there's two tracks: mitzvahs and our involvement in this world, because we have to be involved in this world to live, to survive. Mitzvahs, he just explained, has itself two tracks. One track is the obedience track, and one track is it works. It indeed is mashpia on the person to a certain degree, in a certain way. Okay, so now you have two tracks. So he's going to say the Ramchal, so we think we can straddle both tracks, right? And we could walk on both of them and not fall if we're careful not to do averus. So we can enjoy life, we can have the hana of being involved in this world. We're limited by the gvulot, and we actually have a spiritual side to us as well. But it's really, Hashem intended, it's ideal. The consequence of it being Hashem's will. So when we, or rather, so that we can live and do Hashem's will. So when we eat in order, this is what I said, Shemin Reish Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. So have in mind, when I eat, I'm eating in order to live, because I want to be in this world and do Hashem's will. When you sleep, everything we do should be, it's called B'chol Durachecha Do'ehu, and this is a Madrega, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what he's going to say. So really the tracks merge and become one. That's the second track. So first of all, you have the lavim. The lavim deal. You can't go do whatever your heart desires. Right? We know it doesn't work like that. There's the lavim, and the lavim are magvil, our involvement in this world. It curtails our involvement in this world. We get to exercise our muscle of self-control, and there are spiritually harmful things. What comes to mind definitely is tray for food. So that's spiritually harmful. So Hashem says, stay away with it. So first of all, are the halal. But there's dinim governing that. You can eat food, there's dinim governing that. There's dinim clothes, fine. But so the first point is, he has to make sure that his involvement in this world, in the fifth world, mukbal by the gvulot that Hashem set up. Living, but not on Shabbos. And not the other thing. Eat, but not this food, not that food. Okay? The Hashloiya Bolobar Mimashemanov Asoro Hakel Yisbarach. You shouldn't be violating a love. You shouldn't be violating, made the limb, Hashem made the boundaries. and you shouldn't violate those boundaries. So that's the simple feeling we can track. You don't want the second track, the first track. The first, doing mitzvahs, having Hashem in mind. The second track, saying he's going to change in another few minutes. But meanwhile, the second track is governed by the gvurot, so I'm not going overboard. But it's not in particular sync with the first track. It's just it's not crashing into it because I'm keeping to the gvurot. I'm keeping to what Hashem told me how I should do it. What I shouldn't do, how I shouldn't go overboard. And it should only be something, and this is where he gets into it, should only be that the my purpose, I should purpose to eat it. Not just, oh, I have to eat, so what should I do? I have to sleep, what should I do? I have to get married, what should I do? But you say, this is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to experience these things. Hashem wants a human being to experience these things. So you transform it into a mitzvah when you do that. And now it becomes like a mitzvah. But you're doing it in order to do Hashem's will. It's very hard. You're not eating this food because you enjoy it. You're eating the food because this is what Hashem wants you to, you're doing the will of Hashem. Or you have to have an excuse. Maybe you should save it for Shabbos. It's easier on Shabbos to say, I'm eating it because Hashem wants me to eat it on Shabbos. But something that causes you to be healthy, healthy eat. The kichiyun, you're so told, you shouldn't be tired, you shouldn't be listless. No, we all know when we run out of energy and we don't feel like doing things that we do because we're out of energy. Sometimes it's mukhra because of women, you know, the roles of a mother. So, you know, what are you going to do? That's Hashem's will. You're doing Hashem's will for the situation, listening to the gvulot, and you're doing Hashem's will by being mishtamish in the world in this way. So he says, so that's the two tracks, and now they merge because then everything becomes a mitzvah. Everything becomes a manifestation or a consequence of you doing Hashem's will. Now we violate this. You know, we'll buy something because it tastes good. We eat things that are especially not healthy. Uchukasol mosaro is indeed the of mosaro. That is the nesoyon of mosaros. We have especially nowadays when everything is available with a bit kosher. So I'm talking about food now. So it's like a tremendous nesoyon. And then, the HR comes along and says, well, why not? You know, it's mutter, you know. But that's what the first Ramban and Kedoshim was all about. So it's the same, we're always walking these two tracks, the mitzvah track and the life track. And the life track, there's certain things I have to do, and then there's certain things that I have to reveal what I'm doing. And also I have to see to it that the goof is healthy, that my purpose is also in order to be around to the will of Hashem. Shouldn't be weak and tired and listless. So there's a mitzvah to keep in shape in order to be able to do the mitzvahs properly the way you're supposed to. If you could manage this, these thoughts, then using Olam Hazeh, because you have to, becomes a point of light, becomes a mitzvah, becomes something that makes your neshama shine. Not just because you avoided any Isurim, but you infused everything in your life with the reality, the will of Hashem. So everything becomes a mitzvah. So even though you're doing something of Olam Hazeh, you're eating breakfast, you're eating lunch, you're eating supper, you have achieved that now it will be poel shleimusu as surely as if it was a more formal mitzvah. Ki gam zeh mitzvah aleinu lishmor es gufeinu b'hachona haguno l'shenucha lavol bo es boreinu to be healthy. To be able to be in this world and serve Hashem, and you know, at the max, which is when we're in shape. But in Seinu Anachem Misalim B'Masa Hazeh, Olam Asmo Misalim B'Zeh. This is the famous. This is what Mr. Sharm talks about a lot in the Hagdama, that a person who reaches right his pinnacle. So he's Maila himself to a higher level of existence of Kedusha, and he's Maila the world also. He's Maila everything that helped him, in so everything was there, and so you're Maila the world also. That's what Mesil Sisham talks about in Kala. You help the world achieve its Shleimus. Paragraph Ches. This is what I told you about. So till now we talked about mitzvahs and gevulot. Mitzvahs and averus. Mitzvahs are a point of life. The gevulot, I said, you expend more energy in avoiding a lav sometimes than in doing an asay. So that has its own technique of bringing the person closer to Hashem. Our involvement in this world is memela covered by these things, even either because it's a direct involvement of the gvulot, right? I'm not doing anything, or on a higher level, if I do everything I do because this is the will of Hashem that I do that, so everything becomes transformed into a mitzvah, and it itself will be meromim you, not just prevent you from being mushbal. But it will be Meromim. Now, paragraph Ches says that there's a way to give extra power to all the mitzvahs. To have power steering and power brakes. Like this, you have the machine's moving, but if you have power steering and power brakes, it goes much gishmor gishmak, much more powerful. So there's something that makes the mitzvahs more powerful. And although they themselves are, one could make a case that they are also just merely, so to speak, mitzvahs. But you see, the Ramchal holds are not merely mitzvahs at all, but they set the whole avira. They decide on the whole avira, the context of everything I'm doing. What's the context? So that he's going to say the context is Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The context, now, if I, just to give more meat to these concepts, so Avos Hashem is probably best understood as the way the Chavis Alvavus explains it, as a consequence of Hakaras HaTov, and realizing that we are servants of Hashem, realizing that we nichna to Him, we owe Him everything that we are, so everything is a thank you. So that's the part of Avos Hashem, that gratitude, which is Ahava, which creates Ahava, which is Ahava. A feeling of overwhelming gratitude, meaning think about everything. So that's the power of Avos Hashem. And the power of Yiras Hashem is Yirava Yira. The power of Yiras Hashem is Kniya. What we learned from Chavis Havol is really Kniya, my realizing that I am nothing, I have nothing, everything is a gift from Hashem. Not in the sense of being maketol for it, but just to recognize that reality. And that's what brings about Yiras Hashem, as Chavis Havol explains. You're in awe. You're in awe. You're not afraid of being punished. That's like a very low madrega. But you're nidham from the greatness of Kosh Baruch Hu, and you wouldn't dare violate anything he said. So with these two things as the avirah, I mean, your Yiras Hashem really should extend as an independent attitude, not necessarily tied to mitzvahs. Not to do this mitzvah, Hashem is going to punish you. It's a recognition, a kniyah, as the Chavis Halavos calls it. It's a kniyah. It's humbling. Right? How do you feel when you're standing in front of a big person and you feel very small? You feel humbled. You go out of it. It takes you a few days to get back to yourself. If you feel not mushpal, mushpal is not a good thing. You feel humble. You feel you're in honor. It works on you. So that's the avira of everything. Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Although technically they're just two mitzvahs, so Ramchal is like letting us in on a secret. That these are the power steering and power brakes of the car. This is what gives much more energy. It gives much more energy to all the mitzvahs. And this is how he says it in paragraph Zion. In paragraph Ches. We name him Asher Tzorech Sheyagber Ha'odom Ba'atzmo. Apparently, you have to work on it. He says, Yagber, you have to. Let it get the better of you, because your instincts fight this. Real avanira, not a superficial one, but real avanira, where you see Hashem as the Melech Malchei Melechim Chodesh Baruch Hu, whose every word is praised by hundreds or thousands of malachim. Behind the shame is Bonin Al Godel Ramamusi is Baruch Shemo. You know, try to think a little the greatness of Hashem, the grandeur, the etzom shiflos adam. When a person is chadolos in the beginning of avodas elokim, really contrasts a person to a shamayim figure very vividly. The elosh may roman buso, you're embarrassed. You're not afraid it will punish you, but you're embarrassed to be able to stand in front of him, sing to him that he cares about what you're doing. That becomes your desire. This is a strong. These two mitzvahs, they're not just on mitzvahs, they create the avira in which I'm living my life. Mzakchim es choshech hachomer ma'asirim zorei anashama u'ma'alem es adam me'ilui le'ilui ad she'yasig korvoso yuzborach shmo. So that's Ches. So Zion talked about mitzvahs and talked about doing regular stuff. Ches is the context of Ava and Yira, which are themselves mitzvahs, can serve as a catalyst to make everything more intense. Ava, I'm explaining, is because of the Hakoras HaToivin Val, and Yira is because of the realization of the puniness of man. And so that's it. You have the mitzvahs, and each one's a machine in the gym, and then you have an Avira, which makes everything more powerful. And now we go on to tests. paragraph tests. So you have the mitzvahs, you have the things we need to engage ourselves in this world, which we can transform into mitzvahs. If we have the right kavana, we have the asays, we have the gvulot, then we take it a step further and we are mishtamish in olam hazeh for the purpose that Hashem put it here, health, whatever it is, or food. That's how we relate to it. Then you have Ava and Yira as the Avira, to make sure, right, it doesn't become rote, it doesn't become bland. Everything is suffused with Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem. The context.
Context?
Well, I don't know. Literally, it can mean atmosphere. The atmosphere, like you say, the atmosphere in the class was nerve wracking. The atmosphere in the class was tense. So the atmosphere in which we do all the mitzvahs should not be robotic. It should be as a result of we love Hashem, and as I explained, this is our way of saying thank you. And the fear of Hashem is awe, and we do it because it would be unthinkable to not follow Hashem's will. And now there's something else. We didn't get to the top of the pyramid yet. Oh, and by the way, as part of mitzvahs, he's talking about things you need in the world, which you transform into mitzvahs, doing them at the right kavana, so you can transform. So you have the mitzvahs with the transformation of some of them, transforming our involvement in Gashmius into a mitzvah. Then you have Ava and Yira. Va'omnam, paragraph test, and Tzoy Echad Nosamono Akelius Barashmo, Shemadvegoso, Lamalamikol Shoharam, Soyam Amakorvam Odomelov. There is still something else that sits on top. That this is the strongest link between a person and Hashem. This creates the strongest link. Who Talmud HaTorah? Learning Torah. Torah means the whole gamut of everything. This Torah. And nowadays it's Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shabbal Peh. And this, and now he'll explain, this connects a person to Hashem more powerfully than anything else in the world. When you're learning, there are two things going on. You don't understand it too deeply. Some say he even means just reading it. Just learning it, reading it. I say, I can't imagine he means that. He must mean you're understanding it on a superficial level. Like your basic understanding. It's like when we read Chumash and we're so happy when we know the taich of the words, that's a very, very low madrega. It doesn't come lower than that. The Chumash is full of secrets and Shemos Hashem and Gematria. It's all full of all sorts of Sodo Sabriya. So, Vubishtei Bechino. So, Achaz Bechino Sahigoyen Vahalimud, just the act of learning. Vashniya Bechino Sahaskola, understanding, delving into it, internalizing what you learn. And he says, "Kihinei Razag Chazdo Yisborach." Hashem was very kind to us. The Chibul on the Chibul Dvarim, he gave us a Torah, which tells us what to do and how to, and what muscles need exercise. The Chibul on the Chibul Dvarim, Kumeshen Gozra Chachmasa Umusaram Lanu
Hainu klal sefer haTorah va'achro sefer haNeviim shebesgulas hadvar mohem yihya. They would be written with a segula of avos. Shemisha yege bohem b'kedusha v'tahara. Now this is a tricky condition. Someone who learns b'kedusha v'tahara, let's see what that means and can we achieve that. Ala kavona hanachona shehi asiyos chetzo yizbarach shmo. You want to know what Hashem wants from us? What does Hashem want from me in this situation? What does Hashem want from me in that situation? So you're learning how to. You're learning about Hashem's will, and you're focused on Hashem's will, and that's all you're thinking about the whole day, right? You're learning Gemara, you're thinking about. You could be thinking, right? I'm learning Hashem's will. I'm bonding with Hashem. I'm making my chokhmah into chokhmah Hashem. Hashem's chokhmah into my chokhmah. Yisatzim v'al yoda ma'ilo elyono u'shleimus gedola ad ma'od. And if you go even further, v'chemisha yisadol b'havanosam u'bediyas k'moshimos alonu mipei v'sheyem, yikne v'kviyav tavus u'shleimus al shleimus. If you delve into it and go deeper and deeper and see what Svarah the Gemara is really saying, and you're not satisfied with the, or any sefer that's learned, you're not satisfied with a superficial reading. Koshkeinim yagia laskolas sisrayim v'rozehem. No question that Ramchal pushed the limit of Kabbalah whenever he could. So that's what he's talking about here. But everything can be understood on a deeper level. That's why we have so many svarim. Everybody's looking for that primordial pshat. Shekol inyam mehem sheyaskil yukba v'yusatzim b'nishmaso madvegim and hamadregos hayosa ramo shebamaylo v'ashlemos hamiti. Because you're concentrating and focusing on what is Hashem's will here in this case. So that creates a tremendous boost to all of your mitzvahs, to everything, because it's like you're enveloped in finding out what Hashem's will is. Yeah. You don't really think so, because if you really thought so, you wouldn't ask it.
So, is learning Torah itself a mitzvah?
Yes.
After learning Torah?
Yes. Just like Ava and Yira is a mitzvah, but the Ramchal places it on a pedestal above it just being one of the 613. So Talmud Torah is another one. Like if I'm giving a test, I say, what are the three mitzvahs of the 613 that the Ramchal puts as a general boost to all the mitzvahs that we do? I don't know, I'm not sure about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah just might be the most powerful mitzvah. See, Avon Yira, he says, is a context. I'm doing everything, so it gives, like I said, power steering, power brakes. Talmud Torah just might be the most powerful mitzvah of all. It's like it's in a class by itself. It wipes away the most mud. Why? But he says, why? Because I'm involved not just in doing the will of Hashem, but I'm it's like a husband and wife. A husband and wife, you know, they can do each other's will. So that's very good. They have shalom bayis, and they're not fighting, and they do each other's will. But when you reach a point, sometimes, you know, after many years of marriage, or you reach a point where you think alike, where you finish each other's sentences, you know, and you know what the other one's thinking. So that's what you're doing when you're learning Torah. That's what you're doing with Hashem. You're on a date with Hashem, and you're figuring out what He wants, and then you like just comes together.
The translation here says, through all these acts, man not only earns excellent and perfection for himself, but he elevates and perfects the entire fabric of creation.
Yes, so, you're in a different paragraph than I am.
I know, but this is following on learning Torah. So I
it doesn't say about learning Torah. He was talking about the mitzvahs. What paragraph are you in?
The last line of test.
I learned that yet.
Okay.
I didn't learn that yet. Wait, do you realize he said that about all the mitzvahs? And I said that's what a theme in the Seudos Hasharim, that when you use this world and you transform everything into a mitzvah, and I said the Seudos Hasharim talks about that, when you take your involvement in this world and you do it in order that you be able to serve Hashem, right? One Madrega, you're doing it because it's Hashem's will. And you're accepting the gvulot that Hashem gave you, right? In order that the gashmius not overpower the ruchnius. But then he said, if you use it l'shem shemayim, if you use it in order to be able to survive in this world and to do Hashem's will, so now the two tracks, as I called it, the mitzvah track and the physical track, combine, they merge. It's not just a question of walking on two tracks and keeping my balance, but the two tracks merge because I've transformed everyday life into a mitzvah. He then says, and this is at the end of Zion, even though it's not technically one of the 248 mitzvahs, I'm putting gears into my car, but I am wiping away some mud, I'm injecting light into my soul, even though I'm putting gears in the car, it's not a mitzvah. Olam atzmo mis'ala mizeh, right? That's what he says, the very last two lines of Zion. B'yoso ozer la'odam l'shiyavo nizboro yisbarach shabo. So that's what he says about mitzvahs, and that's in the Maseilas Yesharim. And the world itself gets its ilui, gets its elevation and closeness to Hashem, because the mundane things in the world are being used as mitzvah items. Everything becomes a lulav. Everything becomes an esrog. If mankind, Jews, say, you know, I'm eating this food in order to be able to serve Hashem, then every cracker becomes an esrog. Every cracker becomes a piece of a pair of tefillin. So the world, the food, the plants, everything, the trucks that brought it, so you're raising everything, you're elevating everything. Yeah.
The Gerser Ramban mentioned that when he learns something, he should look and see what he can do with what he just learned. I can't quote it. But he says, you know, when you learn something, take a look and see what you can do, like to change your...
Okay.
Okay, but if you don't do that, Torah elevates you anyway.
What do you mean you don't do that? I don't know what you mean. If you don't do that, meaning you go ahead and you do Averis?
No, I mean if you just learned about Hakav and Esav, and you think about Ani Moshe
Haskell over it. Yeah.
Does that help?
Well, you want to start discussing that Ramban, that you should always put everything you learn into practice, so you can learn about Yaakov and Esav. There's a certain hashkafa there. You could put that into practice. So what do you could. We can't bring in like the whole...
So Ramchal's saying right now that just the point of learning...
Learning is the most powerful mitzvah. It's the most powerful mitzvah, and I'm explaining why. Because we are... With the mitzvahs, we're doing Hashem's will. We're fulfilling Hashem's will. So commensurate with that, each mitzvah injects a certain amount of spirituality into us, right? And he said each mitzvah is like a different machine in the gym. And there's one that's the most powerful, right? It exercises like the whole body at once. You don't need 613 machines.
It's the super, yeah, and that's Talmud Torah. Why? Because with this, please, because with learning, he says, you are involved in figuring out what Hashem's will is. Like you're going back a step. You're involving yourself in. You're with Hashem at Har Sinai, and you're understanding the, so to speak, the thought process of Hashem. In this is Hashem telling us what to do. This is what Hashem wants us to do, and you're figuring it out because learning is never easy, right? This is, you go deeper and deeper into it. What's the reason? Why does Hashem want me to do this? That's the first step is just the basic learning. The second step is delving into it more and more until he gets to Kabbalah, right? As he gets to the Sisrei Torah, and so your mind is involved. You're like melding with Hashem's mind. Your mind and Hashem's mind is melding. It's coming together, merging. Yeah.
Well, hearing commentary and process.
As usual, women is always a problem. But since we're talking to modern women, I don't have to. So I wouldn't be learning Derech Hashem with the women of 100 years ago. If we'd be 100 years back in the time machine, I wouldn't be sitting and learning this. So the women wouldn't know to ask me, hey, what about us? So, and until 100 years ago, approximately. So the answer to what about us is found in the Gemara in Brachas, that they enable the man. They're the Ezer, that's what the Torah wrote, and they're enabling the man to do the actual learning, and they share in his Torah, and they're equal partners. It's like it's like Yisachar and Zvulun. They're enabling it, and that was what a woman was, and that's what it was.
My question is,
no, I'm not finished yet. You have to let me finish. There were always individual women who themselves delved into texts and learned, but they were the very rare exception. Right? Women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. And in fact, but you see from that Gemara in Brachas, because that's what everybody asks. The Gemara says, how do women get to Olam Haba? Right? So the question is, what kind of a question is that? They have mitzvahs, they have aveiros like everyone else. Why shouldn't they go to Olam Haba? And the answer is, we're talking about this powerhouse of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says, by enabling the husbands and the children to learn. Around 100 years ago, and less, a revolution happened in the world. And by initiated by Sarishnir, who saw that there was a tzorech, she saw the need. The women were being lured away because of the lack of intellectualism, because they were expected to be, the world was opening up, there was the Industrial Revolution, there was the Enlightenment, there was so much chachma out there, and it was very alluring. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to stay home and cook and bake and enable. It wasn't enough. And because she got it's like an amazing story, because really we don't like revolutionaries. Yiddishkeit does not like revolutionaries. But most famously, the Gera Rebbe and the Chafetz Chaim agreed with her and gave her the stamp of approval. And so she started making schools for girls, where girls would learn Torah. Now, there are always nuances, because you learn Hashkafa, you can learn Nach, you learn Chumash, you learn Halacha. There's a lot of learning to be done. And there are some places in which women learn Gemara, too. So, you know, I'm not going to go into that. But nowadays, it's a different world. It's a completely different world. And now when a boy goes out on a date, he has to be embarrassed because the woman usually knows more than him, because he's just sat and learned Gemara, and the women are much more knowledgeable than the boys
in Halacha and in Hashkafa and in Michzav Eliyahu and in Chumash and in Nach, and you know, the pendulum has swung the other way. The Totsa'ot of Torah Shneor's revolution are obvious. The whole Torah world, the whole Kolel, all the thousands and thousands and thousands of people learning, is thanks to her. You can't do it, the boys in yeshivas, you can't do it without a wife. The Avreichim and Kolel can't do it without a wife. The Hashivas of Torah definitely came about because they tasted, it wasn't just, you know, Musar that they should enable a husband to learn. They could have done that 150 years ago also. But they tasted learning and they understood. And then so that's what happened. That's the world. Now, you want to know what's the women's involvement in this depth? Well, women could be deep also. You could read Shira Smiles, Hashkafa Shirim, they're pretty deep. And others too, you know, in different magazines, online, Torah Anytime. You have many, many women who are very deep. They're not deeply involved in Gemara learning and Rashba, Ritva, Ramban, in that part of Torah. That still is seen as a man's province. And they still maintain their roles of enabling. You know, they didn't lose that. And that's really, the reality sets in when they get married and they have children, and then their primary role is to take care of the children and to take care of the husband and to be an Ezer, and many, many times they stop learning. And you know, this is already social issues that we won't get into. You know, and some continue their learning and some don't continue their learning, and some, you know, and the system is it's a new world. It's an amazing world. It's like if you think what she did, she saved the Jewish world probably, and she revolutionized. And we don't like revolutions, but you see that when revolutions are needed and necessary and done correctly under the guidance of Gedolim, and in the beginning they didn't, you know, now there's, you know, there's thousands of girls, thousands, hundreds of thousands, of learning, building into things. Okay? Yeah, I can't.